welcome back to Tabletop Vagabonds, a D&D 5e actual play podcast set in the homebrew world of Aria. I am Alex Wright, your DM, and I am joined by the... I didn't get a word
for
you.
Alex.
One job, dude. One job.
I'm so sorry. Academic Amy. I am joined by the academic Amy. There we
go. Definitely a name that somebody's used before, but why thank you. I am Amy.
I'm pretty sure I used it at some point as well, yeah.
And I am playing the Sky Gnome Warlock, Melinda Renchnozzle. That's not how I usually say it. It's weird.
This episode has no editing.
And I am joined by the dragon slaying Dave.
Well, we can use two words.
Mm-hmm. I will allow it. It's hyphenated. It's
yeah,
allowed.
Hyphenated. Yep. Yep. Hi, I'm Dave. I play Finn, the Larsa Artificer. See, I remember how I do it.
Proud.
And I'm joined by the creamy Craig.
Ooh.
A little hot under the collar there, Dave. Hello everyone, my name is Craig and I play Volley Willowstar. He is an 8-year-old Volmine wild magic sorcerer. And this week, unlike other weeks, I am joined by the affordable Alex.
Yeah, most weeks I'm very expensive.
Yep.
Hi everybody, I'm Alex and I play Osric Springforge, the Gear Gnome Forge Cleric. I can't remember either what I'm supposed to be saying. And with me, as always, is our cursed DM, Alex.
Last session, the gang stole the dead bones, Billy Bones' ship, upon deciding not to do the robbery slash sneaky mission that Billy Bones gave them, and instead just to completely fuck him over and take his ship to get Osric's stuff back. Upon escaping with the dead bones, they realized that on the ship was not only copious amounts of treasure and Osric stuff, there were, in fact, gnomes from Tyr who had been captured for slavery, as well as one singular pirate intern called Barry.
Barry was an absolute bro.
Love Barry.
Volley did what Volley does best, and he caused more havoc by setting off the dark crystal from the Glistening Glades.
Excuse me, though, it's kind of like a controlled chaos is what he's going for. It's not havoc, it's controlled chaos.
So, yes, many people on the ship then became pseudo-dark-eyed, controlled evilies and started attacking those that weren't, including Melinda.
Uh-oh.
Long story short, the gang managed to get all this done and save everyone. Very impressive. Well done, heroes.
I dispelled magic.
And dispelled the crystal, so the magic was gone. So now Melinda has a lovely crystal that can hold a spell of her choice should she want to. Then the gang decided they were going to turn and head towards Galestar, as that was where the gnomes from Tyr were off to try and find what they coined New Tyr.
I do think it's worth noting, for the audience's benefit and our own, that none of the events that transpired in the last episode were in any way Volley's fault.
I think they're entirely Volley's fault. Okay, we left the gang heading into the dawn where they thought Galestar would be, flying through Aria.
Am I still flying after my, because I was in control of the ship, but then I got possessed and tried to hurt everyone, so...
I believe it's on autopilot.
Oh yeah, that was autopilot, wasn't it?
You went for a nap and you left Volley to watch the autopilot, and Volley had no idea what was going on and obviously got distracted by those weird flying creatures.
Have you guys trusted Mal to continue her piloting?
Finn, my head's still a bit sore from that possession. Do you know anything about what these buttons do? It's kind of left me.
Finn's okay to give it a stab. I mean, he did, like, grow up in Galestar, but he vaguely understands how airships work. Yeah, I mean, I can give it a shot. It's been a while.
And we need to find out where Galestar is at the moment. I mean, I don't even know, you know, how long we were in that silly forest for.
Galestar does the same kind of lap around the country. And it drops what would kind of be Hansel and Gretel cookie crumbs, which are just slight buoys that are being held up by a balloon. So once you find those, you know you're in the right path, basically.
If we weren't already, Finn will check our bearings. make sure we're heading in the general direction that Gale Starr would be. Choo-choo. He's going to hit the Nas and crank up the tunes and put up a portrait of Vin Diesel on the cabin wall.
Vin Diesel, the famous barbarian warrior.
Yes, yes.
Who always talks about how it's about family.
Yeah, it's all about family.
Are we family, guys? Are you my new family?
I'm going to bed.
Finn starts like waving his hips and whistling. Better be hitting the old dusty trail.
Bolly throws himself over the side in a fit of passion.
I have no family. I mean, I guess we're a kind of family. We're people who are in a group and have chosen to remain in a group. It's either family or, I guess, at the very least, friends.
You know, I'll take it, Finn. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything anyone wants to do while we have this opportunity on the ship?
Could I please take the opportunity to have a rest? Because I hurt myself.
You can all fully long-term, big-timey nap rest.
Do you mean long rest?
Nope.
You used all the words except long rest.
Nope. I meant exactly the many different words I said that were skating around that exact fact. So, you will travel for the next few days. It'll be fairly uneventful. You see birds, you see land masses, you see villages. And then 3 days later, you do see a buoy floating.
A buoy.
Floating in the sky. Buoy. Anyway, basically it's a balloon with a small compartment that you know are sprites who are left to tell you how far away they are.
Excuse me.
Yes, how can I help you?
How far is it, please, to Gale Starr?
Gale Starr, if you keep going east, you'll be there within a day's ride.
Ride?
Oh, sorry, I'm used to flying on bugs and things. Yes, 1 day's flight.
Are you new to the job?
Yes, yes, I am. I'm fairly new.
Do you get paid on commission?
No, I don't, unfortunately. It's kind of a no-paying job. I'm just... They'll come and pick me up in about a year.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah, it's just me.
Would you like a promotion?
What promotion?
Punk and rock pop out of my bark. And I'm like, well, I have punk and rock. These guys sing me songs and, you know, we look after each other. We're like a little brotherhood. Would you like to join us? Your navigational skills would be very useful to us. And I can pay you 1 bronze a year. So it is a promotion. And it comes with a pay rise.
Volley, these sprites have a job. They have to stay here, otherwise how will people know where to find Gale Starr?
That's right. Without me, you wouldn't know where to go.
Well, yeah, we would, because then you'd be with us. And you could tell me.
But then if I was with you, I wouldn't be in the balloon. So when you got to the balloon to find out where Gale Starr was, I wouldn't be there.
But then what about the bad people following us? Then they wouldn't be able to find Gale Starr either. So actually, you'd be doing Gale Starr a favour.
Volley, having grown up in Gale Starr, these sprites do extremely vital work. We can't take him away from this. Otherwise, Gale Starr doesn't get any trade, doesn't get anything if people can't find
it. It would be lost.
It's only one sprite.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are many others.
If you break a link in a chain, the chain is useless.
That's not true. Then you have two chains.
Yes, but the thing that the chains were holding is now gone.
Well, I think it's up to our good friend here. Sorry, I didn't catch your name, Sprite.
Bowie.
Bowie, what do you think?
I think that I have a job to do.
I'll give you 1 silver per year.
It's my first day on the job. If I quit, then what kind of message does that send out about my future career prospects?
It shows that sprites are worth more than this voluntary forced position that you're put into.
1 copper?
No, 1 silver. I just upped the stakes. Bowie, come on, dude. Keep up.
Look, up here I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama can't be stolen. Everyone knows me now.
Well, do you know what, Bowie? That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, if we're heading in the right direction, then we bid you good day, sir. Volley, I've got some more books in my bag.
Anything to distract Volley.
Yeah. Nice to see you, everyone.
To see you nice.
To see you nice.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet you, sir, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Same to you. And remember, tomorrow belongs to those who can hear it coming.
Bowie points you in the right direction. And as you travel for the rest of the day, about 4 hours later, you meet another sprite who says that you're going the right way.
I ask him if he would like to join us.
He does not.
Okay.
And then 4 hours later, you meet another sprite. This time, they mime to you that you're going the right way.
I also ask him if he would like to join us.
I'm assuming 4 hours after Volley's finished trying to argue with this one, we then carry on our way.
About 2 hours after that...
I also ask him.
It's small at first. Volley and Osric being the ones who don't really have any role on the ship. You're the ones looking out and enjoying yourselves. And it's very small against the bright blue sky at first. However, when Melinda and Finn see it, you recognise it instantly. The patchwork of enormous gas balloons lifting up the many metal levels of this town. Its districts, offshoots from the main hub, suspended by their own smaller balloons, all interconnected to the floating city by long, rickety metal bridges. As you get closer, you can make out the many different airships docking and undocking from the perpetual trade that comes here from all over Aria. A hustle and bustle that never sleeps, and the many flags reaching out from just below the balloons, flying the city symbol, an illustration of the famed floating city, white on pale blue background. Melinda, you are taken aback instantly by a surprised sense of happiness seeing a familiar old home, which you did not expect, but after your adventures in the glistening glades, seems like it's quite a nice welcome moment. And it's time for a little bit of lore, gang.
Woo! Lore! Fuck yeah!
Your pens and paper at the ready.
Time to get smacked by the old lore hammer.
Pay attention, there will be a quiz.
Galestar, also referred to as the Floating City, started off as a practice exercise by some of the greatest gear known minds 1500 years ago. They were curious to see if they could create a perpetual fueling station in the air for their ships. Once this was achieved, it started off as merely a refueling station for airships under Tyr's control. Over the years, Galestar grew, and as different parts were added to it, it turned from a fueling station into a small town of its own. The local population became more and more involved with other races in Aria. Its inhabitants slowly grew less rigid than their gear gnome counterparts, and embraced the cultures of others. Thus, slowly but surely, the floating city adopted a bit of a multicultural feel. This all came to a head about 800 years ago, when Galestar refused to answer the call when Tyr declared war on Drassus. The floating city ceded from Tyr and struck out on their own, getting ever bigger and becoming a giant hub for trade and leisure in Aria. It's built downwards. Mm-hmm. So what starts off as these metal rings beneath these giant balloons goes down and down and down, and there's effectively just many different rickety metal rings. And then offshoots of these giant metal bridges lead to other sort of cone-shaped metal structures that have their own smaller balloons.
How many balloons hold it up, roughly?
You reckon from seeing it, there must be, of different sizes, some are huge, and there are smaller ones around it, 100, 200 balloons. And then each smaller offshoot that's attached to it has another 30, 40 balloons holding its little section up.
But really big balloons, then?
Yes, huge, giant balloons. The oldest rings are at the top, and then as you get lower or come offshoots, you get to newer parts of the city that have been added on. So you find that, similar to Tyr, in that it literally is tiers that go down, because it is, but it's more of a ring situation, the older, worse parts are at the top.
Yeah.
When you say rings, are the rings separate, or is it more like a spiral, like a helix?
It's like a helix. It spirals down.
Yeah.
I like the idea that it's a bit like an icicle, where every ring is slightly smaller than the last one, and right at the very bottom is one man who's like, I am the lowest point of Galestar.
Always competing to be the lowest point.
Yeah, he wakes up the next morning and someone's slightly lower. It's like, God damn it!
Finn, Melinda, the balloons, how are they? Are they essence, like, driven? How do they stay, like, filled with air? Do they not go down at all, or...?
It's just lots and lots of helium, just keeping them up there.
It's just mechanics. They don't really in for essence around here as much as other places.
Mm. Okay.
Kind of works a bit like Osric's birds, only a lot better.
Oi.
Them's fighting words, them, Osric.
You will get closer to Galestar, and as you do, you will start to make out the many different levels and people. There's a giant hustle and bustle. It's an incredibly busy city, way busier than Tyr, although not bigger than Tyr, far busier.
Celine, do you know where we should go to meet the people from Tyr?
We were told to meet someone at the Broken Wing. It's about halfway up the main spiral.
Somewhere an area I'd be familiar with, or?
Roll history with advantage.
21.
Yes, you know it. It's a bit of a dive, and it's certainly not where your family were hanging out, probably.
You're quite sure, Celine? That's what they said?
Yeah, they said the Broken Wing. I don't know who we're meeting. Apparently there's somewhere else we can go.
We'll go check it out and see what's happening. But guys, I think you should be on the lookout. You know, we don't want to get jumped by anyone.
So, until now, we've kind of been doing randomly different versions of what to roll for airships. So, what we're going to do, people, is we are going to create an extra skill called piloting. So, for that skill, it will roll off of your wisdom, okay? But what we'll do, Melinda, because you have been the main pilot this entire time, and because you are from Galestar, you will get a +1 to your piloting skill.
15.
15?
Yep.
Not 15. Bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
So you manage to not bump into any of the ship. As you pull into the dock that seems available, there is a slight as it, the side of the dead bones just creaks a little bit across the deck. It goes off a little bit longer than you expect, and you see the people on the deck just kind of watching you for a bit, and their head turns as they hear the noise slightly. It's just kind of a little bit too high-pitched.
Melinda's just like, doopy-doopy-doo.
And then the ship stops with a nice thud against the edge of the deck.
Well done, Melinda. That was a great landing.
Thank you.
You will need to tie the ship to the deck. Otherwise, it will be left behind as Galestar floats away.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like that's something I can do, is tie knots. Like, that's something that was definitely part of my job since growing up. Okay, we've reached your destination. Everyone can get off here. Celine, do you know who you're meeting?
We're going to head to the Broken Wing.
Yeah, I guess we'll tag along too. We need to find out what's going on with Tyr. And...
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess you guys could come.
Before we leave, can I just get some of the coins and stuff that are in there? And I'd like to see about securing the ship and also paying somebody to just keep an eye on it so it doesn't get stolen while we're gone.
You're following the people to the end of the dock, right? To the actual spire itself.
Mm-hmm.
As you do, can everyone roll perception for me with disadvantage?
12.
With disadvantage, I got a 20.
Oh,
well done.
Someone is paying attention.
Yeah. Well, I would like to say for the record, the reason I'm paying attention is because I am shitting myself at being on a narrow walkway in the middle of the sky. So Osric is placing every foot with utmost care.
Finn got a 17.
I got 11 and my passive is 14.
So everyone who got over 16 will see, standing on the deck looking a bit lost, you see Barry, the intern. Shall I just watch the ship, or...?
Barry, you are a valued intern. I won't say employee, because, you know, I mean, we've got to go through the review process. You've got to do your time. I mean, that's the whole purpose of interns. You put your time in, and then we think about it.
Yeah, no, I understand. I got to like, you know, hustle and bustle. I get it. You know, I've got to work. But I was a bit confused about the change in management.
These things happen in business. The people at the top change, but the people working stay the same. Just think of us as a new boss. We will be watching and evaluating, and you'll find out what's when we know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll stay with the ship then, shall I?
Since I haven't noticed him, can I speak to some people around to see if anyone can... Is there a valet?
At the end of the dock, there is a sort of little makeshift shed with a gnome who have their feet up against the desk, and they are taking docking fees / security.
Oi, oi! And Melinda is going to talk in a way that you've never heard her speak before.
Oi, oi, where you coming from, where you going, how long you staying?
Well, we're just arriving, we don't really know how long we're staying.
Well, I could do you 10 silver a day, or if you pay for a week.
10 silver a day? What do you think I am, made money?
Well, we're running...
I'll be paying for a week.
Paying for, all right, well, then I'll do you 5 silver a day for a week. So that'll be 25 silver. And that'll include making sure your ship don't fly away, making sure that your ship's secure, and then making sure that, you know, I don't get a bit pickish on the way and have a little look round your ship.
Well, sure. What about if we make it 23 and I throw in a sandwich?
What kind of sandwich? The peanut butter?
Oh, I don't know if I've got any peanut butter. I've got some cake. A little bit of a pirate cake. You must like that.
I'll take the pirate cake and I'll take 25 silver. Here's your docking ticket.
No, 22. Don't try and rob me, mister.
All right. You're a smart one. I was very close. Right. And he's got to pull out a little stub and give it to you, and you give him 22 silver and a piece of 8 cake. Make a note of that.
When you are done with the conversation and you turn round, you see Volley staring at you.
She's going to blush.
Volley doesn't even say anything. He just looks at you like, huh?
And as we walk away, I'm just quietly be like, look, Volley, that's how you get a good deal around here.
Oh, right. I got a tour like this. I remember that.
We will quickly cut back to Osric and Finn, still having their conversation at the deck, being left behind.
This review process is going to work out fine. But, you know, Osric and I, we're just going to have a little chat.
Yeah, I'll start polishing the deck.
Yeah, you do that.
Are we aware that Melinda has just made a barter out the corner of our ears?
You've not heard it, but you've seen that she's paid someone and walked off.
Yeah, I look back to Finn and say, maybe we just send him off somewhere else for a week, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Maybe we call it a corporate retreat.
Yeah, a training weekend.
Yeah, okay, I've got an idea. I know of a place he can go. Hey, Barry!
He's already in the middle of perfectly polishing one wooden board of the ship. Yeah.
Osric and I, that's Osric, by the way. We were talking, and we thought that you've been doing such an exemplary job that we want to upskill you for the next branch in our corporate hierarchy.
Okay.
So we thought maybe we could send you on like a training course.
Yeah, that'd be good.
How does that sound? So some free qualifications for you and, you know, helps us develop you?
Yeah.
It would be good for my CV, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, there's this place. It's like an annex of the college. They do kind of like training courses.
What college? It doesn't matter. I'm thirsty for knowledge. It's fine. Yeah, okay.
You certainly are.
I need to get more strings to my bow.
Finn reaches into his bag to pull out his documentation that tells him the name of the college he went to. The Artificers College. And basically it's just in the annex, all they do is, for lack of a better way to put it, like NPC training.
Okay.
How to like stand and go like, thank you. Thank you very much. Join our shop.
Thanks. The only thing I'll need, obviously, for a week course, I'll need some expenses to pay up front. I'm afraid I don't really have anything on me.
That's what hustling's about. If you're going to survive in business, you need to survive the week.
Barry's going to look at Osric, kind of a little bit of pleading in his eyes now.
Osric just sort of shrugs and goes, good luck.
Poor Barry.
I believe in you, Barry. I don't say that to just anyone. He turns to Osric. I say that to everyone.
Okay, yeah, right. I'll sleep on the ship at night.
No, you know what? This is like a training / like wilderness excursion. You gotta prove yourself against the elements that you are good at business.
Roll persuasion
with like triple advantage, surely.
You're telling him to go to college, which he's never been to, with no money and no home.
That's a 14. How desperate is he to believe me?
I mean, to be fair, the pirates used to sometimes tie me to the front of the ship while they're flying, so I'm used to sleeping in slightly awkward positions. So, yeah, I think, like Captain Billy Bones used to say, sometimes immense pain breeds immense character.
Yep, and we just want what's best for you. We want you to be a thriving businessman by the time this is all done.
Okay, I'll be back in 5 to 6 business days.
Every day is a business day when you believe.
And we will cut from that. we will cut to the broken wing. Finn, Osric, Volley, and Melinda, you are all together. You are walking with the survivors of Billy Bones' ship. You see from the outside that it basically is, across the top, a wing of some kind of airship that's probably from some kind of crash or scrap, has been bent round like a roof. And as you go inside, it's a very different kind of tavern to the ones you've been to previously. There's an element of seediness, of an underlying danger.
Is it the sort of place where when you walk through the door, everyone turns and goes quiet looking at you?
No, but you do notice people clock you as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll follow Celine's lead to start with.
Most of them find a corner booth where they go sit down at. Celine goes up to the bar. I don't know what we're meant to do. We're meant to meet someone here, but truthfully... And she looks around at the kind of less than scrupulous people.
Did you have a description or a name or place, age, time?
The call said that he had a very powerful mustache.
Bergwijn Spanatum?
We didn't get his name. He called us all here. He was very, very, not angry, but kind of...
Did he go...
That's him. That's the one, yeah.
Bergwijn here?
He said that he was calling for survivors of Tyr, but that was, I don't even know, a couple of days ago now. I guess we wait?
Let's ask at the bar.
Melinda, didn't you have his sprite digit thing?
I do have his sprite digits, in fact. It'll take me a few moments to rustle around in my bag of holding before I find my phone. I'm hoping that, yeah, that I have signal and that if I ring him, it'll dial through. Oh, it's so good to be back in civilization.
Are you ringing him now?
Yeah, I'm going to try ringing him.
You start ringing, and then you hear a noise cut across the inn, almost directly behind you. It's a poorly recorded I can be your hero, baby.
Polyphonic version of it.
Yeah, a polyphonic version of Ricaeus Iglesias's I can be your hero, baby. And you turn to see where it's come from, and you see a table with a hunched over gnome-sized person in a long dark cloak. Their head is down so you can't see it on the table, and beside them is a sprite phone just playing the polyphonic Enrique Iglesias, I can be your hero, baby.
I'm going to touch the figure's shoulder and lean around and be like, Bergwijn, is that you?
You hear a solid snore as response.
I will try and shake him awake, just gently.
Osric will give him a kick in the ankle.
So.
Oh, it's been so long since I've heard those wonderful tones.
Melinda, my old friend, Melinda.
At your service.
What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
And at that moment, you see the fallen over, poured out ale tankard.
Oh dear.
I'm defending the honor of the noble city of Tyr.
More like Berg drunk spanner booze.
Classic humor.
Yes. Finn, as you can see, has got no better at his retort since the time we've been apart.
Classic Finn.
Do you know any of these people? We came across them on our travels. They came from Tyr.
He looks up, swaying slightly.
Are they here for... are they refugees?
Yes.
Who cares? Tyr's gone.
Can I go over to the bar, please?
You can. Behind it is a rather large brown Bajani.
Oi, oi! Can I get a pint of water and some crisps? And I'll have a round of ales.
All right, top of the morning. So yeah, get you one water, round of ales. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I'll get you, what's that, salt and vinegar?
Yeah, salt and vinegar would be lovely.
All right, no worries. That'll be 2 silver, please.
Just spending all my money. But yes, I will indeed hand it over. And as soon as I get the glass of water, I'm going to throw it on Bergwijn.
Melinda, why would you do such a terrible, terrible thing?
It's 10 in the morning, Bergwijn.
It's 10 p.m. somewhere. Am I right?
And he just does finger guns at Finn.
It's party time somewhere, am I right?
Look, we've been stuck in the forest, and now we're back, and I want to get on with helping improve Aria and hopefully, you know, save some people and get back at that terrible, terrible man.
Yeah, the only review we could really give is never go to the Glistening Glades.
He's going to look at Osric.
Tyr was doing absolutely fine until you came back. Your uncle was doing a bang-up job, you know, and then you turn up, and then what, in days, the city's overtaken by your evil nephew,
Well, he's going to slam his hand on the desk. He's like, hey, you do not talk to a hero of Tyr like that. I don't care how much of that weird brown juice you've been drinking, but this man's a bloody hero. You should show him some respect. Because if it wasn't for him, Tyr would be even worse.
I used to be a hero. I used to be the defender of Tyr. Now I'm the Tyr enforcers are gone. I'm the defender of nothing.
And that's not his fault, is it? Maybe you should have had an eye on your own men the whole time.
Bergwijn.
Yeah.
I have just given a rousing speech to one of our interns, and I'm going to say the same thing to you.
What?
If you're going to survive in this world, you need to hustle. You need to buckle down and fend for yourself. You can't just roll over as soon as things go a bit bad.
Finn, what are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
Roll persuasion, Finn.
8.
Give me another beer. I'm useless. I'm a useless man. Yeah.
Where are you staying? Where are the rest of the people who got out of Tyr?
Well, buy me a beer and I'll tell you.
Oh, Bergwijn, come on. We've been through so much.
As the bar lady turns up with the beer, he's going to grab one off there, unless you stop him.
No, it's fine.
Take a big gulp.
Osric will stop him.
Oh, come on, man. Why are you ruining my buzz?
I think you should go home, Bergwijn. Sleep it off.
I would go home, but it's gone, isn't it? It's gone. My home. Do you think Alfgeet is looking after my orchids? No, they're dead. They're probably dead now. Are they?
Ooh, orchids.
It's possible. Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to maintain a solid orchid in the dark, under a mountain? It's really hard. Really.
What about Celine and the refugees?
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to maintain them? What about the people of Tyr?
Well, the other, from your little alliance, the Rebellion Alliance Revolt, they've started setting up a place. They call it New Tyr. I'm meant to point people there. It's all I'm good for now. So send them there. I mean, whatever good that'll do. And you take another
doing a
swing.
Pretty shit job of pointing us there, Bergwijn.
I mean, would you like us to make you a T-shirt that points people in the direction?
Yes.
We can put it on the back so you can pass out on the table like the waste you are.
I mean, that feels a bit unnecessary, Osric, but kind of also fair, so all right, I'll take it.
Melinda would like to walk up to the bar, please, and can she order a couple of waters?
You just bought a round of drink for everyone, so yeah, they'll throw in some waters for free.
Bergwijn, you need to pull yourself together.
Why? I've lost my city. I'm nothing anymore.
Because you have people to protect, and you were once a great protector, and then she's going to just throw one glass of water on him. She's got the second glass as a threat, but not, she's not throwing it yet.
Melinda, why?
His gloriously large moustache is just dripping down to his chin.
After all I've done, we're best friends, Melinda. We were pen pals, why?
Yes, Bergwijn, but sometimes needs must. And it's no good to be sat around feeling sorry for yourself. There's work to be done.
Roll persuasion. While you hold the other glass of water menacingly.
Oh, yes, it's good. It's 23.
Maybe you're right, Melinda. Maybe I've lost sight of things recently.
He's going to try and stand up, but then as he stands to try and straighten his clothes, he just falls back down.
Well, little steps, but...
Yeah, one step at a time. Maybe this will help, and then I will pass him the second cup of water to drink.
Thank you. I prefer it in my throat to on my face, but I appreciate that the stern talking to. When I was in boot camp, I'd give the same to my men, so thank you.
That's okay.
You've always been a dear and close friend, Melinda.
Melinda will probably blush at that. We should really be getting to the others in New Tier.
Yes, that's right. That's why I'm here. You know what? No more alcohol for this gnome. Only thing I'm drinking is help for other gnomes to find New Tier.
That's a really long name for a drink.
Yep. Yeah. Right, where are these gnomes that need to be shown to New Tier? In fact, I have these.
He's going to hand you a small little card that it's very similar to the same thing that you got from the reliquary, which shows you an area, except now it shows you in Galestar and zooms out quite far and you can see a small little dot in a field and it says New Tier.
Outside Galestar?
Yes, far away. Not hugely far away, but at least a day or so's ride to New Tier.
Okay. Whose idea was it to make refugees catch a plane to a flying moving city only to tell them that the place they're trying to find is back down on the solid ground? Because that seems really ill thought out.
I think mostly it was to find somewhere that they know they can get to, and then from there go to the safe place. I'll go tell... Are those gnomes over there, are they the refugees?
Yes, those people over there. The gnome, Celine. Do you know her?
No, but I can absolutely show her the way, individually, how to get there. That may not be the leader of the Tier enforcers anymore, but... I can still do my part to protect the people of Tyr.
So tell me, Burgoyne, what became of Tyr when you left?
Well, there was the chaos as everyone tried to escape the city. Me and my men tried to fight our way to the nearest dock. Truthfully, I'm not sure how many Tyr enforcers made it out. Some of them were traitors, some of them weren't. It was hard to tell who was on our side and who wasn't. The last thing I saw was as we escaped on a refugee ship out the top of the hill. There was fire and melting bronze. If anyone who wasn't a traitor stayed, I dread to think what happened to them.
And what of my cousin?
There's no tell of what happened to Myra, I'm afraid to say. And as for Alfgeet, there are reports that the gates of Tyr are closed. Other than that, no one really knows.
But we blew the gates off the city.
That was you. I didn't know that. That was a very good thing. I think many, many people wouldn't have made it out alive if it wasn't for the actions of yourself. So I thank you for that. You did tier a service that day.
And so no one's been seen going in or out since?
No, not that I'm aware of. The refugees are scattered across Aria. We're trying to get as many as we can to New Tier, but what happened to Tier... No one's gone back yet, and whether that's out of fear or sadness, I cannot say.
You see, out of instinct, Burgwine reaches for a beer and then stops himself, looks at you, Melinda, and then picks up a glass of water and gives you a nod.
That's good. I'm going to a mage hands and just slide the beer further down the table.
Can Osric drink the beer?
Just pass it to Osric.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Osric very gratefully picks it up and just drinks the beer, looking more composed by the moment.
Burgwine is going to slam down the glass.
Well, my friends, and stand up. I thank you for your sage advice once again, Melinda. You always cut to the crux of the issue. It's why we've been such good friends for so long. Now, I have some refugees to help.
And he stands up tall. And then takes a couple of steps and wobbles a little bit as he moves over to them.
I guess we'll follow them then.
If nothing else, to make sure he doesn't fall off the city.
I could just do with popping to get some bits and bobs from the shops before we head to this new city. I'm not saying that they won't have the best stationery supplies, but I'm not sure they'll have the best stationery supplies.
Actually, Osric has just developed a brand new fear, Can you fall off Gale Star?
Theoretically, yes.
Oh, God. No!
It would be very difficult.
As you're sat there having a drink, watching Bergwine chat to the other gnomes, Melinda, you notice another gnome is staring at you from across the bar.
Is that guy looking at me a bit intensely? Do I recognise them?
They're wearing a hood over their face, but you get an intense feeling that they're kind of eyeing you up.
I'm going to keep glancing up at them, but I don't know if I'm bold enough to go right over straight away.
The gnome is going to head towards your table, and as it gets to your table, it's going to push back its hood. And for everyone else at the table, you see basically an exact lookalike of Melinda, but with a wine-stained birthmark on her forehead and freckles, and a little bit younger.
Hello there, sis. What are you doing back in town?
Hilda? Is that you?
Abso-bloody-lutely. When are you going to tell us you're back this way?
You've grown. And can I just rustle her hair and give her a hug?
She's going to give you a hug back and then give you a pretend, what's it, where you're like, noogie, is it?
Yeah,
give you a pretend noogie. Still can carry me out, though.
Melinda will try to flatten her hair after she's finished.
She's got quite a lot of, like, engine grease on her, so you get a little bit on your hair.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
How old does she look?
Yeah, gnomish-wise, she's about 18. So not massively younger than Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing drinking in this establishment?
It's a good place to pick up clients, isn't it? They come in on their ships, they all come here, and then yours truly and father go along and get a little bit of work, fixing up the ships, working in the shops, you know how it is.
Yeah, but you were, you know, on the higher levels before I left.
Yeah, but all the airship works down here, to be honest, and, well, times ain't so good for Papa and Mama right now, so we've been having to do a bit of work. I had to kind of sack off my studies and help with the shop, so...
Sack off your studies? No.
Yeah, well, you know, after you went to the college and stuff, they kind of said, sure, you know stuff, but can you do stuff with your hands? And then with my hands, I can get money for the family, so...
I flew an airship right into this city, I'll have you know.
You flew an airship?
Yes, Linda never believed I could do that.
She's going to look at everyone else at the table.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that happened.
She's pretty good.
Really, really well, actually. There was no issues on the journey whatsoever.
Not
smooth
a single one.
Sailing, plain Jane journey. Yep.
Okay, yes, thank you guys, thank you. Anyway, this is Hilda. These are my friends who I guess I met them at Unity Day in Tyr.
Oh, we heard about Unity Day with the attack and everything.
That wasn't us.
Yes.
I didn't think it. What are you?
Me? I'm a Volmine.
I'm a Hilda. Thanks. Nice to meet you. Just gonna shake your hand.
Molly will enthusiastically shake back.
You look just like Melinda.
Yeah. Is that your pet?
No. He's from a different part of Aria.
Did he get one? Do you always get one at the college? Because I should have gone to college if I got one of those.
Hilda.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, you've got to come home. Mum and Dad will be so excited to see you.
I'm quite busy.
Busy? You're in Gale Star. When last time you were in Gale Star? You're literally here and you're not going to see the family.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I could do with picking up some bits there. And
there are some books on the shelf that I read that are yours.
Oh, I definitely got some new ones that I could give you. But we've just got to save some friends of ours.
And she looks at the friends you're literally with. What you guys need saving from?
Ourselves.
I guess it would be so bad to come back. Just for a bit.
Great, as you say that, like, as though she's waiting for that moment. Put her arm through your arm, again getting a bit of oil on you, and stands up and basically pulls you up with her. Yeah, off we go then.
Yeah, so maybe Melinda might have had slight second thoughts, but anyway, can't change her mind now.
Hilda's going to turn to you, Volley, and go, come on, pet! And start walking away.
I'm not a pet. I don't even know what that is, but okay.
He's called Volley, Hilda.
Yeah.
And this is Finn.
Volley. Yeah, that's Finn.
Hey!
And Osric's at the back. He's a bit grumpy. I don't necessarily think you need to speak to him.
You all follow Hilda and head to a district that you know very well. It's on the main spire, Melinda. For everyone else who's here, it looks like a very poor part of the spire. Somewhere that perhaps would be a bit surprising for someone as proper as Melinda to come from. And you hear her house before you see it. You hear, Egbert, Eldhelm, Belinda, Selina, come on, inside now! And you see gnomes of various ages all running inside this door. And as they rush past, you see an older woman gnome who's just shouted out to everyone wearing an apron. Oh, come on, inside, inside. You're gonna miss your food. Yeah, you're gonna miss your food. And then Hilda shouts out, oi, oi, ma'am, oi, ma'am, look who it is, yeah? And the older woman looks over to see Hilda beside Melinda and behind her, all three of you. Well, slap me sideways and call me Charlie. Where the bloody hell have you been? And that's where we're going to end our episode.
This is overwhelming.
That's a lot of gnomes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gnomes in Melinda's family. Hello and welcome back for the intro. It is me, Alex, along with Melinda, Osric, Volley, and...
Drugs.
Finn, otherwise known as Amy, Craig, Alex, and David. So, welcome to Gale Star, everybody.
Hello!
Hello!
It's nice to be home, sort of.
Yeah, Finn's pretty happy to be back.
Yeah, Finn, are we going to see your family at some point?
Finn will try his hardest to get them to meet his mother, but avoid Steve.
I really want to meet Steve.
As a player, I definitely want to meet Steve.
Yeah. To be honest, as a player, I really want to meet Steve. But Finn, I really don't want anyone to meet Steve. I'm of two minds as to whether or not Finn doesn't want people to meet Steve because he thinks that Steve is a tool, or because he doesn't want people to know that Steve's actually a really nice guy and Finn shouldn't hate him.
I think it's that every time someone meets Steve, including all his friends previously, they all love Steve and it makes Finn even angrier.
Yeah.
So, Melinda, let's talk about your family a little bit.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of us French nuzzles. And Melinda is the only one who's made it out of Gale Star.
Ever, or... for a very long time.
Pretty much ever. Like, I mean, maybe one time we went on a holiday to, you know, a nearby place, not far away.
Gale Star went down on the ground for a little bit when they had to refuel one time after, like, a fire. Yeah. They stepped off, went to the beach. The parents were like, nah, I don't like this. They went back onto the ship.
Yeah, let's do that. And one of the children did get left behind, but we did go back for them. Melinda's in the middle of, I'm not going to introduce you to all of them because you won't remember their names. And neither does Melinda really remember everyone's name.
Are there more arrived since you've left?
Well, I don't know yet. It's been a while.
So we have Melinda's family to see. We also have just possibly saved Bergwine from a depression, alcoholic stint.
Yeah, gosh, I was not expecting to find him in that state.
I know, he was a hero.
Well, he's lost a lot. He was also unable to save everyone who got slaughtered. So it's kind of a bit of guilt with Bergwine, I think. Got a lot of guilt going on. I mean, most of the people who died there, Osric, were your family.
Yeah.
So.
But he did get so many people out. So I hope we've invigorated him to, you know, make a difference.
We've looked on the positive side of a collapse of a city.
Yeah.
It wasn't his fault
that it collapsed.
No, although he was the main defending army that massively failed. So... Craig, why don't you tell the world where they can find out more about Tabletop Vagabonds?
Well, if you want to learn more about the Tabletop Vagabonds, that's us lot, in case, you know, 30 of episodes in, you haven't figured that out yet. You can find out more about us on our website, which is www.tabletopvagabonds.com.
Alex, please tell us who makes our podcast sound extra fantastic.
Why, it's our main man, Matt Birch. He is available
and
at
where can you
mattbirch.co.uk, I believe.
He's
is that right? I don't know. Nobody's helping me.
MatthewBirch.co.uk. That's Matthew with one T, Birch.co.uk.
And please, please subscribe to the podcast and rate and review us. You can do that on Spotify now as well as Apple. So please, please, if you have a minute, we love it. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy.
Also, tell people. Tell people about it. Tell your mum, your grandma, your sister, that random woman that looks at you kind of funnily in Aldi. Tell her. We don't mind.
Yeah, or just build a giant sign and put it on your street. The other place you can find out more about us is looking us on Instagram at Tabletop Vagabonds. That's at Tabletop Vagabonds. We post stuff sometimes.
Yep.
You're welcome.
And if you have any questions or want to get in touch with us, that's a good place to do it.
Yes, we respond to everything we get on Instagram, so if you want to message us there, that's the best way. Other than that, that's all for now, and we'll see you
next